life after life. It was the last day of Sapphire's stay in the celestial world. She had to leave for a new incarnation on this day. All of Sapphire's friends and relatives gathered on a large flowery meadow near a lovely lake and the white peaks of the mountains visible in the distance. They rejoiced, trying to be happy and cheerful to set up a good program for her new incarnation. But not everyone was having fun. Jam was standing opposite Sapphire, trying his best not to burst into tears, not to express his grief. Rhea and Bhagavati were standing on his sides and felt the same way. Sapphire was also smiling, but a tear was running down her cheek.
I will always remember you, my love.
Don't worry, honey. We'll definitely meet again. And you'll always have the opportunity to see me grow and evolve. You'll keep the devils and larvae away from me, won't you?
I will appear to you in dreams, because in dreams your soul will rest in our world, in heaven, and gain strength for earthly affairs.
But remember, you are a Bhagir. Remember your task.
Even the animals she loved and often spent time with came. Her favorite deer, Capri, came up to Sapphire and nuzzled into her arms. She began to pet and soothe him as he too knew what she was in for. Her favorite cat, Baro, rubbed and petted against her leg. The birds she liked to talk to were flying and chirping around her. People cheered and rejoiced, taking turns creating and entertaining each other with colorful illusions, landscapes of unseen worlds, fireworks, and huge paintings created in the sky. Those who had musical talent played their music mentally for everyone. Others treated the audience to unusual and amazing treats. Some created amazing smells. Everyone showed their creativity in this way. People sang, had fun, danced, trying to create a festive atmosphere so that the sadness of parting would not overshadow this solemn moment. An angel appeared, and people realized that it was time to part. Everyone took turns wishing Sapphire a happy incarnation, spiritual achievements, strength, courage to pass honorably all the lessons of life, transmitting to her emotions and feelings from their hearts. Waves of love, kindness, compassion, joy, tenderness, enthusiasm, happiness, selflessness, thus energizing her for the path ahead. Then, the angel began to show everyone her future incarnation with all possible variants. Everyone inside themselves saw and experienced all the events that were coming to her. Some flashed quickly, significant events slower. But contemplation of the whole life did not take much time, because it was done in a special way, with the involvement of the higher centers, in which time goes differently. And in a minute, one can see what happens during the whole year.
Yeah, she was unlucky with her parents. But she met the master.
Seeing this, Sapphire entered a state of deep peace and already calmly and joyfully perceived all the troubles and hard trials that were prepared for her by God for the perfection of her soul, sometimes very difficult and painful. But it was obvious how necessary they were for gaining maturity and wisdom, for overcoming selfishness and developing love and compassion for people. When she finished watching, she realized that her time had come. She folded her hands in a gesture of namaste, saying goodbye to everyone, and disappeared from the world of the dead. The only thing left was her image, frozen like a statue. Her appearance, her shadow, her memory, which would now live forever in the subtle plane. A small luminous ball, a spirit, Atman, a spark of God of Sapphire flew out of this statue and headed towards the earth. Jan and some of the escorts flew after her to see her incarnation. At that time, a woman, her mother in this incarnation, was giving birth on the earth. And when the child was completely separated from her womb, the spirit entered it and united with the child's body. Immediately, the child's aura shone with bright light and a mandala appeared on it.
This influence of stars and planets is recorded in her subtle body, her cosmogram. Now, a human being will incarnate these influences in his life and bring them to the Earth. They set the character and earthly destiny of a person in incarnation. But this incarnation program is not manifested at once. In childhood and young age, a person lives the level of previous incarnations, goes through all stages of development of his soul, and only in mature age, sometimes closer to old age, he, his soul, reaches the level of the previous incarnation, his level, which he had before his birth. Only in a very spiritual person does it mature in youth, and then it begins to improve further. That's why one does so many stupid things when one is young. The soul goes through some lessons as if anew. And only later, when he is old, he reaches his maturity and begins to move on. And often it is strange to him how he could do such things in his youth, and how he could not understand simple things. All this is like a spiral on which a person rises up, year by year, becoming wiser and receiving new lessons, depending on the manifested level of development.
I thought a baby had a soul in the womb. After all, theologians intimate that you should not have abortions. They say you will kill your soul. Is that true?
No, at the time of conception, only the etheric double, its shadow, memory, and vital force. For example, the lower bodies are formed, and the soul comes at birth, when the fetus separates from the mother and acquires an individual destiny. Abortions and miscarriages are also predetermined. But to whom it is given to incarnate, it incarnates.
And if a child dies very young, what happens to the soul?
It is a test for the parents. But if the time has come, it is also God's provision. Even if a child dies young, it is a lesson to the parents, for the edification of the living. And the soul, having been in the body of one child for a while, almost immediately moves into another body of a newborn, where it was destined to be, and in the body of which it already passes the whole course of life.
And ugliness and dementia, why does the soul need it?
These are also God's lessons. On the one hand, for the person, on the other hand, for his loved ones. Even in the state of dementia, a person gets the necessary experience. Although, of course, such a person is tormented by himself and torments others. And in ancient societies, disabled children were often killed. Sometimes the mentally retarded were left, as they unconsciously take away the negative energy of others and teach them to show compassion. Of course, sometimes there are geniuses among ugly people, but it is 1 in 10,000, and so, people are often just tormented, and in vain. The soul can go to reincarnation. God has provided for such a variant of events.
After looking at the incarnation, Jan and his friends returned to their world. He was upset and didn't know how to live without Sapphire. He decided to be alone for a while, to sort himself out and get in the right frame of mind. His girlfriends understood his wish.
Jan, remember that we are with you. We are your Shakti.
He was grateful for their support, but he imagined a race car, which immediately materialized with the road. He got into it and, pressing the pedal to the floor, drove faster and faster along the endless road. The pictures of the wonderful worlds of the astral floating by flashed outside the window.
Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website www.amazon1.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.